We begin the current daf Maseches Erev and daf Ayin Vav. We begin 3 lines down from the top of the Yomid, but the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf. And that is, we had an interesting case in the previous daf that said regarding if there's 3 houses that open up on either side to 2 chatzeres. That is, 1 chatz on one side, 1 chatz on the other side. We said that it could come out that each one of these 3 houses will not be having to join in the Erev. How is that possible? That is because the one who's coming from the other chatzer is going to use the outer house as what's called a beis shar. If a house is an entryway for another house, it's not considered a house that would make it usra on the mavo, and therefore it does not have to join the Erev. Therefore, when they're coming, they would put the Erev in the middle house, thereby designating the outer house as just an entryway to get to the middle one. So therefore, on this side, this is considered beis shar, doesn't have to join the Erev. The other chatz is coming through the other house, on that corner, coming to the middle one, also putting their Erev there. Therefore, that's also beis shar. And the middle one doesn't have to join the Erev, because wherever the food is placed, that house itself does not have to join the Erev. And therefore we said that these 3 batim that open to these 2 chatzeres don't have to join in the Erev whatsoever. Now the Gemara continues with a similar type, but a case with a twist. Badik lehu Rechava l'Rabban. Rechava tested the Rabban. They wanted to see what they're going to answer. He asked him the following question. Beis chatzeres, let's say these 2 courtyards, ubeis bat meinem, and there's 2 houses between the 2 courtyards, similar to the case we had on the previous, that were 3 houses. Now we're having 2 houses on either side of the court, in between these 2 courtyards. And now these 2 courtyards don't want to join together with each other. Rather, each one wants to make its own Erev. Now these 2 batim are in between these 2 courtyards. But however, each courtyard, now the bias on either side is open to the one on that side, so it has to join with that chatzer. But each one wants to make its own Erev, not with all of them together. Now what these chatzeres did, each one did not put the Erev in the house that's open to that chatzer. Rather, what they did was, they made the one that's open to the chatzer as a beis shar, as a gatehouse, and they put the Erev in the house that's open to the other chatzer on the other side. As Rechava told them, Zeba derech zeh, the nos neiruva bezeh, this one from this side went through that house that opens to it, but not stopping there, not joining with that house, rather placed an Erev in the other one that's open to the other chatzer, because it made it as if that was the house open, and the one open to it was really just a gatehouse. Now the other side did the same thing. They didn't put the Erev in the house open to their chatzer to make that as joining with their chatzer. Rather, they joined it with the other house that's open to the other side, making the one that's going through as a beis shar, as a gatehouse, not having to join with that house. So the question he asked them was, Konu Erev Eloi? Is the Erev a good Erev or not? Now the question is as follows. Definitely, if we would view both these houses as a beis shar, then not one of them would be considered good Erev. Because as we learn on Daf Peheim Abeis, that whoever puts his Erev in a Beis Shar, in a gatehouse, is not considered good Erev. Now, if we consider both of them as complete houses, then also not one of them is an Erev. Because it comes out that this house is in between the Chatzer and its Erev. And he didn't make an Erev with that house that he's passing by. And therefore he can't bring his Erev inside through that house that's in the way. And therefore he says, what do you do? What's going to be the halacha? And as the Gemara explains, mi mashvin lehu, do we consider every single house has a dual personality? That is, legabe dehai bayis, regarding this chatzer, it has a halacha of a bayis, legabe dehai beishar, and regarding to this chatzer, it has a halacha like a gatehouse. And that is, for the chatzer that it's nearby, we view that house that it's open to as a beishar, as a gatehouse, that it shouldn't make it forbidden, that it should be able to get to its air, which is on the other side. But regarding the other chatzer, that we consider it as a complete house because it put its Erev over there, so then we consider it as a bias that it should acquire as an Erev. So that is, as the Gemara says, l'gabe the high beis shar, or l'gabe the high bias, and whereas regarding the other one, we view it as a gatehouse, and for that one, as a bias. So basically his question was, although we established that one could go through and consider it a beis shar, problem is, that'll work for them. But for them it won't, because that means their Erev isn't what's being considered based on the evaluation of the other one as a beis shar. Now you can't put your Erev in the beis shar. So do we say that has a dual personality? For them, we consider the one next to it as a beis shar and the other one a bias. But for the other side, we consider, hey, notice a second, that's a bias and this one's a beis shar. So Amrulay, they said to him, Shnein Lekano Erev, both chatzeres in this case that you described will not be acquiring their Erev. And Malavshach, either way, as the Gemara is going to explain the reason it's not going to work, because e beis shar mashvis lei, if you give it the status of a beis shar, and that's how you can get through it to put your Erev into the other one, open on the other side, But Hanois Neser Ruve Bebe Shar, therefore, comes out whoever puts his Erev in the gatehouse, or Achsadra, or Marpesa, these are types of porches, they're not regular dwellings, ain't an Erev. That is not considered an Erev. And therefore, how's it going to work? You're considering them a Bebe Shar. That means everybody, based on what was created by the other chatzar, is putting their Erev in the Bebe Shar, and that doesn't work. And Ibayis Mashavisle, so if you want to say we consider it a house, and that's how each one could put it, their Erev in that house, but then Kumatatla comes out that you're carrying in every chatzar, Labayis Lima Arvle, to a house that it didn't make an Erev with, because that means it's passing through the house that's open to it to get to the other one, we put it, hey, you're passing through a bias. Not, and therefore, a bias will make it usher on the people in the chatzar that it's open to, and because it didn't join the Erev, it only joined with the other one. So therefore, they said that although that it seems on some level it should have the qualities of the halachic intervention that we're creating, that it should be like a Beis Shar, but the problem is it's going to be stuck. Either way you look at it, it can't have both. It could be either a Beis Shar or a Bais. And therefore, Maman of Shach is not going to work. But then the Gemara asked, the Maishnam of the Rava, why is this really any different than the halacha that Rava had told us? The Amar Rava said, Amru Leishnayim, if let's say two people told somebody, Tzeva Arvelenu, go ahead, do me a favor, you're going out anyway, make an Eruv Tchumen for us. So, Le'echad Irulav Mibidyayim, one of them, he was very diligent, and he went quickly, he did it before Shabbos. Well, Le'echad Irulav Ben Nishmash, one of them, he was tarried and he got late, and he only put it there by twilight. Now, what happened was Zeh She'irulav Mibidyayim, regarding the one who he had put out his Eruv Tchumen when it was still day, Nechal Eruv Ben Hashmashas, his Eruv was consumed by Ben Hashmashas. Whereas regarding the one that he had placed his Erev Ben Hashmashas, Nechalei Ruvi Mishutechshech, his Erev was consumed when it was already dark. And what happens is that the Erev Tchumen is Chal, it's acquired during the period of twilight, during the period of Ben Hashmashas. Not before that, not after that. And therefore, the halacha was said that Shneim Kanu Erev, both of them are going to be acquiring their Erev. And what's the reason for that? Is because since the period of Bein HaShemashes, of twilight, is a suffix. We don't know the second Shabbos starts. Once it's past that, the Erev Tchumen starts at the moment of Shvisa. When is that? We don't know. That's sometime during the period of twilight. Now, since it's a suffix, there's always a halacha that suffix divreim lahakal. Any suffix d'rabbanan, which is what Erev Tchumen is, it's a mitzvah mid'rabbanan. So we say that we go lenient, and therefore we say, regarding the person that his Erev was eaten Bein HaShemashes, and that he had already put his Erev from before day, then we say that, oh, that was already nighttime, that time, that Bein HaShemashes, and it was already before, and we say he had already acquired his Erev. Whereas regarding the other one, that he made the Erev Bein HaShemashes, then we say, no, Bein HaShemashes is really day, and there was still time for his Shvisa to be Kaina, and that it was eaten at night, which is irrelevant because it already was there, is going to make it okay. So therefore, although it seems to be a catch-22, is Bein HaShemashes going to be Yoim, or is it going to be Lila? We don't know. And therefore, by either one, we'll say lenient. That's the case over there we find. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, why is it any different over here? Why don't we say for him it's a Beis Shar, and for him it's a Bais? Although that doesn't make sense, but that's the same thing we find by Bein HaShemashes, that although it doesn't make sense, but we could say that for this person that already, that his thing was consumed by Bein HaShemashes, hey, you didn't have it. Oh, no, I had it. It was already, this is already considered nighttime already. I had it from before. And whereas according to the other one, they only put it down Bein HaShemashes. Wait a second, you put it down, it was already night. No. Bein HaShemashes is really day. It's only at the end of Bein HaShemashes, which I had it down already from before. So that's both, it's working on either side of the coin. Here also we should do either side of the coin. And that thing where it says, no. Hachi Hashta. Can you really compare the two cases? Hasam Savig Imam Savig Leli. There, Bein HaShemashes is a full-fledged, doubtful situation if it's night or day. Le Minkra Milsa. It's not obvious. And that is, therefore, the halacha of the Rabbanon, of Tchumen, of the Erev, will not be a joke, because we could rightfully say that maybe it was day, maybe it's night. We don't know either way. Abel Hocha, but over here, regarding these houses, the houses are here. Now, if we're going to say, oh, for him it'll have one halacha, for him it'll have another halacha, then it comes out that the words of the rabbis are jokes and laughter, and we're going to give excuses for those who want to deride the Torah to say, look at this, what do you mean, it's a house? Oh, it's really a gatehouse. And that is, ilgabi the high bais, if for him it's a house, ilgabi the high bais, for him it's also a house, ilgabi the high bais shah, ilgabi the high nam bais shah, if for him it's a gatehouse, for him it's also a gatehouse, you can't do that. That doesn't make sense, and therefore, since it's here in front of us, and it's not, it's either a house or not, whereas by Bein HaShemashes, we really don't know, we could say it's either one or the other. That's why, but there we could say that, but whereas over here, you can't take both sides, and that's why they had told him, they told Ruchava, that's Maman HaShach, it's not going to work. Hadno lo chador, we shall return to you Perek Hador, the sixth Perek in Masechta Zeirut. Now we begin the seventh Perek, Perek Chaloin, and our Mishnayos in the beginning will be introducing the Erev between two different Chatzeres. As you have two courtyards that are jut each other, then they can go ahead and there's going to be three different types of criteria regarding if they, with their joint a partnership, the fact that they're side by side. It's either going to be that they can choose to either do their own separate Erev, which is called Ma'arvin Shnayim, or to do the Erev together, which is called Ma'arvin Echad. Or there's going to be a case where they can only join together, and that is if they don't join together, then they can't even do separately. Or there's going to be that they could only do two separately. And our Mishnah will introduce two of them, and then the next Mishnah, Amud Beis, will introduce the third idea. So the Mishnah begins. Chaloin Shebein Beis Chatzeres. If there's a window between these two different courtyards, if it's at least dalad al dalad, 4 by 4 square tfachim, b'teichas are within 10 tfachim from the ground, and the Gemara will explain that it only has to be a little bit of the window has to be within the 10 tfachim, even just a mashu from within 10 from the ground, then the halacha is ma'arvin shnayim, that is, if they want to, they can go ahead and make two erivin. Each chatzah can make their own erev, and then they'll be forbidden one with the other. If they want to, they can go ahead and make one joint communal erev between the two chatzers together, and that is that they will put their erev into the, that they made, and then their own chatzah into the other chatzah, and then it will all be joined together to be considered one large communal chatzah. That's the first case. The second case is, however, if the window is less than 4 by 4 tfachim squared, then that's not considered an opening. We don't see that as open one with the other. Or if the window is above 10 tfachim from the ground, also, we do not view that anymore as an opening between the two chatzeres. And that is because even if the wall wouldn't be any higher than that, it would already be considered a full-fledged mechitza as a separation, and therefore we don't have anything from one to the other as an opening to be able to view them as together on any level, to be able to join them together. There, the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin Shnayim, they can make an Erev separately to make each chatzer okay, but V'ein Ma'arvin Echad, they cannot join together to make it a joint chatzer between the two of them, and therefore they're going to be usher one with the other to either do it on top of the wall to transfer one to the other, or through that window, or through the little cracks. It doesn't make a difference. They're considered totally separate areas, and they can't carry from one to the other. Now the Gemara explains our Mishnah. Leima Tanan Stama Krib Shimingam Leil. Let's say our Mishnah, which said that the window has to be at least 4 by 4 tvachim squared, and that is if it's less than that, then we're not going to be considering that as a pesach, as an opening, as a portal between the two. We'll see that as closed. That sounds like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Because he says in the first parak on the Aftesa Medaf and the price that's brought in the Gemara, called Pachas Midalet Tilavadami. He says anything that's less than 4 tvachim, we say the principle of Lavad, which sees things as closed. Nothing is perfect. You look on a molecular level, definitely there's gaps. He says anything in this certain halachas that's less than 3 tvachim, which is generally the Rabbanan say, is going to be seen closed. He says it's even by up to 4 tvachim. So therefore, our Mishnah sounds like him, because it was like the Rabbanan. Why does it have to be 4 by 4? It could be 3 by 3 at least. Then it's already past Lavad, and therefore we should see that as the opening between the two. And that the Gemara says, now, Philotema Krabban, you can say our Mishnah is like Rabban, because Adkan li pligi Rabban led Reb Shimon Gamliel. Where do we find that they argue on Reb Shimon Gamliel? That's El in Levudin. That's regarding the halachic concept of Lovet, that they say that this to see things as closed, we're only going to see that if we have to create a wall or other halachas, that's up to 3 tvachim. Avlenya Pischa, but to create not just a lack of wall, but to create what's called a portal, an opening, then if the Rabbanah might, even the Rabbanah agree, the I ikka dalar adalar chashim. If there's at least 4 by 4 tvachim squared, that's considered significant. V'iloy lechashim, and if not, although it's not closed, but it's also not considered a portal, an opening, that wouldn't be considered significant, and therefore they also wouldn't see that as open from one chatzah to the other, and that's why our Mishnah could even be like the Rabbanah. So then the Gemara quotes from that Mishnah that said, pachis midalad, if it's less than 4 tfachim, then we said they cannot join together as one. That the Gemara has pshita. That's pretty obvious. In other words, the Sefer is challenging to the Gemara. Kivin de Amar dalad al dalad b'teich hasara, once the Reisha already said, if you want to join them together, it has to be what we said the dimensions are, a window that's 4 by 4 tfachim squared with 10 tfachim from the ground. So obviously, subsequently, I could follow through and know the pach is medal ulamalam yudyoy, that if it's going to be less than 4 tfachim or higher than 10 tfachim, then not. So why do I need the sefer for, which is just basically saying what I know from the Reisha? And then the Gemara says, Hakamash Balon, what it is teaching is us is that if I only had the Reisha, I would have thought that I need the whole window to be entirely within 10 tefachim from the ground. And that is the safest teaching us. The reason why the window is not valid is because it's entirely above 10 tefachim. However, if it would be part of it within 10 tefachim, then ma'arvin shnayim, then if you want, you could do a separate eir. However you want, there ma'arvin echad, you could go ahead and join together. That's what the words of the Sefer are coming to teach you. It's only lamala miyud. If it's entirely above 10 tefachim, that they cannot join together. But if at least some of it is within 10 tefachim, that would be valid enough to create this opening between the two different chatzes that they could join together. So the Gemara says, "Tanil hadu turn rabban." This supports what we had learned in the Braisa. That's kuloi lamala miyud umiktsasti b'teich hasara. If it's entirely above 10 tefachim, but at least some of it is within 10 tefachim, this was the halacha we were teaching. Or kuloi b'teich yud umiktsasti lamala miyud. Or it's entirely within 10 tefachim, but and only some of it is above 10 tefachim. Either way, ma'arvin shnayim, you can go ahead and make an eiv separately if you want to. It's just an opening. It's not totally breached. But if it's enough of a portal, of a window, to be able to go ahead and create an eiv together, because it doesn't have to be entirely within 10 tefachim from the ground. That the Gemara asked, wait a second, I don't understand the braisa. Hashta, in the ratio, you said, kulei lamala miyod, if it's entirely above 10 tefachim, umegtzasi b'teich yod, and at least some of it is within 10 tefachim. You said they could make separate eiv, but if they want, they could join together. So then I understand. If it's entirely within 10 tefachim from the ground, and only a little bit is above, wouldn't I understand that, of course, in that case, you can go ahead and join together? Why did I have to say that? And that the Gemara says, what's commonly said in the Gemara is, sometimes what the Gemara does is, and what the Braisa does, is that you're right. It's saying that it didn't have to say that it's a format that sometimes the Braisas use. But of course, yes, that's included in that halacha that we say that it doesn't have to be entirely within 10 tefachim from the ground. Now the Gemara goes to elaborate on this. Obviously, not everything is perfect. And regarding, we said you have to have a window of 4x4 tefachim squared. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the measurements of a window when it's not a perfect square. Amar b'yechanan, chaloin ogl. What's with a round window? What do you do then? What are the dimensions that are necessary for the window to be and for it to be within 10 tefachim from the ground? So on that, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Tzorch sheyehei behekefei 24 tefachim." The circumference of the window has to be 24 tefachim. And that is, as Rashi explains, because without that, you won't be able to have what's necessary, what we had required in halacha, to have a square window of 4x4 tefachim squared. And that is because every round window, when it comes to the bottom of that round window in the middle, it narrows. And from the middle to either side, then it starts getting wider and wider. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says what you need to have is Ushnayim Umashihu Mehen B'Techyot. Now, we said some of the window has to be within 10 tefachim. So we understand that for it to be dalar dalar, it has to be 24 tefachim in its circumference. Now, how much of the window has to be down for it to be considered within 10, at least some of the window of this squared out dal ala dal, which is inside the circle, to be within 10 tefachim, you needed to have 2 tefachim and a little bit more of that window to be considered within 10 tefachim from the ground. And that is, you need to have from the middle going this way a tefach and going this way a tefach and a little bit more. And the reason for that is because she'im yarbenu, because if you're going to square off, which is what we have to do to create this image of this 4x4 tefachim squared within this circle, you're going to be taking away 2 tefachim from the circular circumference that's between every corner to every side that we close off, and then we make it into a square. So you could picture, if you have a circle and you make a square within, you're going to be losing on each side these 2 tefachim. And that is, nimtza mashu, then ultimately at the end, after you square out, you're going to be left with that little bit that's going to be b'teichud within 10 tefachim from the ground by the width of the window on the bottom. As the Gemara will say later on, that when you do what's called rivua migoye gula, when you take a square out of a circle, you have to take off half. In other words, half of the remaining measurement of the square is what you have to add on to the circle. Now, the area of a square that's 4x4 is going to be 16. Now it comes out that the circle has to have half of that square, which is 8, and you have to add on 16 plus 8 is going to be 24. That comes out that there's excess of 2 tefachim on every side, because that's the 2 times 4 for every side. That's the extra 8 that the circle has over the square. That comes out that you basically lose 2 tvachim on every side. So therefore, if you want to have it on the bottom to be within 10 tvachim from the ground, you have to take away 2 tvachim plus a little bit more to be within 10 tvachim from the ground, so that now you can have at least a little bit of that square within 10 tvachim from the ground. That's Rabbi Yochanan's halach if you want to know what to do when you have a circular window to be considered joined between the two different chatzeres. But now the Gemara asks on these mathematical equations that Rabbi Yochanan said. The Gemara asks, Mechti, we know, kol sheyesh behekefesh leisha tvachim, anything that has a circumference of 3 tvachim, which this is the properties of pi, yesh bei berech v'tefach, it has diameter of a tefach. So I don't understand. B'treis esagi, it should be enough with 12 tvachim of a circumference. Very simply, why? Is because if you say you have to have a diameter of 4, so then what you do is you do 4 times 3, because the diameter is 4. That's what you said you have to have for the square. Now, a circumference will be 3 times that. So what's 4 times 3 is 12. So all you need to have is a circle of 12. That will give you an area of 4 by 4. Why do you say you have to have 24? And that the Gemara continues in Amud Beis and says, yeah. Hanamili bi'igula. That principle of 3 to 1 that you have for the circumference to the diameter is true by a circle. That is, if you're measuring a circle and you want to measure the diameter, that since a circle, you're only going to have the diameter in the center. But by a square, you need more. In other words, because we're talking about a square, and now the measurement of a square is going to have in the corners the same measurement it has in the middle, right? Because obviously by a circle, your diameter is running through the middle, but on the other sides, it's not going to have that same measurement because there are narrows. So we're talking about a square. For a square, that you have to have more. It's not going to be enough just to have 3 times that amount. So therefore, it's not going to be enough to be 12. So the Gemara concedes that, but the Gemara continues to ask. So Mechti, so let's see. Let's follow this through. Kama meruba yes al eagle. How much more is a square than a circle? That you're saying, okay, you know, you're right. Although we say usually it's 3 to 1, and we would have, okay, 4 is what you have to have, and so you could have 12. No, it's more by a square. So fine. How much more is a square than a circle? Revia, that's a quarter. That is, there's always the proportion of 4 to 3. What's 3 by the circle is going to be 4 by the square. Again, because we said that the area of the square has to be more because of the corners that are not there, right? Picture a circle, and then a square has those corners more. So then the Gemara says, fine. So then b'shitza sagi, it should be enough at least with 16, right? 4 to 3 is the same as 16 to 12. We said that the area, the circumference of the circle is going to be 12. You're saying that's not enough because 2 minus square. So add on what's usually more with 4 to 3, which will be 16 to 12. And that is, the circumference of the circle should be not 24, but should be enough with 16, because that will give us 4 for every side of the square. And that's what we explain, is what's more the square than the circle. And then the Gemara says, not yet. Hanamili, when did we say that it's going to be enough to add on just a quarter more, which is what it's called, from 4 to 3? It's saying that if you're taking that total amount of 4 quarters, that 3 of the 4 is what a circle has, and by a square you have to add on that another quarter to make it 16. That's only igula denafig migay ribuya. You're right if we were taking the circle from within the square. And that is, for example, if let's say you have a square window that's 4 by 4, that circumference will be 16. Now, if you want to circle out from within that square, then where you only have 4 tvachim in the middle, that's where you'll say you'll have a circumference of 12, and what's more in the square is going to be another quarter more, which will be 16. Aval, but what you're missing over here is, what we need to say is, we need ribua, we need to have this square of 4 by 4 tvachim squared, and which gives us an area of 16 to have 4 on each side. Here we're talking about the nafik migoy igula. We need to have that area of the 16 of this 4 by 4 square within the circle, not the circle within the square. And that is besides what you lose from the circle, be'inon tve. You have to have more of a circumference of a circle to make it more. My time, what's the reason? Shemur shud the karnasa, because of the corners that stick out. So therefore, we need to have that the squares corners that stick out, to have 4 on each side, and that includes the diagonals that you need to have, which you don't have in the circle. That's a reason why it has to be much larger. It's not enough to be 16. That would be if you were taking a circle within the square, that there it's 12, and then the square to have it would be 16. Here we have to have a circle around the square and square that out. For that, we have to have what we said is 24 tefach. And that the Gemara continues to ask. Mechti. Let's follow this through. Kol amsa birbua. Any ama that's squared off, you explained to me that you understand that it's 3-1 only with a circle, which is in the center, that's going to be the diameter will be 1 tefach for the circumference of 3. But however, any ama that's squared off, how much is that diagonal adding on? That the line there will be longer from corner to corner than it is from end to end. How much is that? It's amsa betrei chumshe balachsein. There's going to be an ama and 2/5 by its diagonal. So although the diameters are an ama, but if you take it on diagonal, it's going to be ama 2/5. But it's still difficult. And you said the whole reason why it has to be more is because of the corners, which is the diagonal. So then b'shivse nechei chumshe sag, it should be enough with 17 minus a fifth. And that is, as we explained, that anything that's round, the diagonal by the circle is the same as the center because there are no corners by a circle. Now, how much do you have to add on? How big does it have to be to include the corners? So then you have to have, basically you have to add on the 2/5 that you get in every corner times 4. That comes out to 4 amas and 8/5, which is going to be 5 3/5. Now, if you go ahead and include all that, and you get the area of the circumference of the circle, which is times 3, how much is that circumference going to be? That's going to be 15 9/5, which ultimately comes out to be 16 4/5. So the Gemara says, I still don't understand the cheshbon that you made. Why do you have to have 24 to include the corners within the circle? But if you make the cheshbon very simply, how much is the circumference of a circle? That now you have to add on more to have the corners within that, that is only another 2/5 that you have from the diagonal. Now, if you take that and you multiply that times 4, you're going to get to a number of 16 4/5. Where do you get 24 from? That the Gemara answers what many Rishonim struggle with is Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Ki Diyani de Kisri. This cheshbon goes according to the judges of Kisari. V'amrilan, some say Krabban de Kisari, like the rabbis of Kisari, that they have the following equation, and based on that is where we said that the Rabbi Yechonon had said that the round window has to be 24 tefachim to include the 16 tefach area of the 4x4 square that has to be within there. Is the army that they say these two cheshbonos, the second one being the one that we need, the army they say igula migay ribur, if you have a circle within a square is riva, is then you have to it's a quarter less than what the square is. But a square within a circle is half. And that is, you have to take half of the leftover measurement, which is a third of the original, which is 8 out of the 24. And then you're going to have 16, which is the 4x4 that you have to have in the center. Because they hold that is the measurement of every diagonal. And therefore, according to them, that's the cheshbon that comes out, that you have to take half of the 16, which is the square, and add that on to what a circle has to be to include the diagonals of the square. That's going to be 16 plus 8 is 24. That's how big a circle has to be. And therefore, that is the cheshbon that comes out according to what the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach us. And therefore, again, to have that area, which we said has to be considered a portal, has to be a circle of 24 tefachim. And then we said it has to be that much lower. It has to be at least 2 tefachim and a little bit more from the bottom of the window within 10 tefachim to be considered at least part of the window of the 4x4 within 10 tefachim. Now the Gemara continues with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Pachis midalad al dalad, that if the window is less than 4x4 tefachim squared, that's not considered an opening, it's not a portal, and therefore you cannot join together. So Amar Rav Nachman qualified this halacha. He says, Lo yishana, we didn't learn that it has to be within 10 tefachim from the ground. Our Mishnah is talking about a window between two different courtyards. To join the courtyards, the window has to be within 10 tefachim. But regarding a window between two houses, and you want to join the houses together, even if the window is above 10 tefachim, it's also okay. If they want to, they could join together. My time, but what's the reason? It's too high. It shouldn't be considered an opening. The reason is basic command de malidami. A house, a home, is considered as if it's filled up. We view the ear space as if it's closed up, and therefore we view everything within that area from the ground because it's all closed up as if there was things on the ground, mattresses, and you're within 10 tefachim, you're within the area of the wind that has to be. So Esbe Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked on Rav Nachman's halacha. He says, I'll tell you the following, Bryce. It says, Echad li chaloin shebein beis chatzer. It says, To me, it's the same if you have a window between two different courtyards. Ve'echali chalon shebin bezbatim, the same thing as a window between two different houses. Ve'echali chalon shebin bezalias, and the same thing is within a window between two different attics, two different upper stories. Ve'echali chalon shebin bezgagin, and the same thing is a window between two different roofs. And this is going according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that they say later on that just like the dwellers in the buildings below are considered separate, so to those on the top, that you can't carry from one roof to another without making the Erev. Not like the opinion of Reb Shimon, who says that by roofs you don't have to. Vechli chaloin shebein beis chadarim, and the same thing as a window between two different rooms. Kulon dalal dalad b'techasa, all of them have to be an area of 4x4 tefachim within 10 tefachim from the ground. So you see clearly not like in that even by batim, not just by chatzers, it has to be within 10 tefachim from the ground. And that he answers, wait, no, Tirguma, interpret this halacha that it says it has to be within 10 tefachim from the ground. Achatzeres is only going on the case of the courtyards, which he asked, what do you mean? It says, to me it's the same. So you see they're all the same, not just that it's going on the chatzeres, it's going on all the cases. And that he says, Tirguma, interpret, when it says echali, that it's the same to me, which sounds like they're all the same, that's adal adalat. That's going on the case, so that has to be 4x4 tefachim squared. That I agree, it has to be by batim just like chatzeres. But regarding the halacha of within 10 tefachim from the ground, that was only going on the case of chatzeres. Now, based on this principle of Rav Nachman, that we view a house as if it's filled up, and therefore we don't, it's not a problem that it's not within 10 tefachim from the ground. But even the Rav Abba asked from Rav Nachman the following case. He wanted to know how far does this logic go. Lul ha-pasuach min bayis la'aliyah, a little opening, a skylight that's open from the house to the upper story. And that is that's owned by two different people. And this skylight is in the floor of the upper story, and the upper story is very, very far from the floor of the house that's under it. So the question he asked him was, "Sarch sulam kavu la'atira? Do you need an established ladder over there from the lower story to the skylight going to the upper story to permit the two of them that we see them as joined together because?" That's the only way he can actually get to see that we consider as one area. Or maybe you don't need an established ladder there to permit the two that they could join together. And that is, Reb Nachman, do we say your logic that we view a house that's as if it's filled up with items, and therefore, even if something is not within 10 tefachim, we said that you don't have to, it's not a problem. So here also, you don't need to have an established ladder to be there where the portal is there to permit them to make an air one with the other, because we view it as all connected, as if I'm right by the ceiling. Or maybe not. Maybe we say that there we will not say that it's as if it's filled up, and you then therefore you would require a ladder for it to be considered like a portal between them, as the Gemara said in Daf Nantes Amud Beis and Ketz Ma'abrin, that a ladder gives a status as a Pesach, as a portal. So therefore, if you have a wall, for example, which is totally blocking off the two, if you have a ladder, which is established over there, we view that as if that's now you have an opening between the two of them, because the ladder takes you to the top. So the question he asked, would it even apply from the floor to the ceiling, or maybe not? On that he says, as the Gemara explains, what's my question? Ki amrina basic amad maladami, when do we say that a house is as if it's totally full? Hanimili min atzad. That's on the side. When you have a window in the wall, then that's what you told us, that halacha, that it's not a problem even if it's more than 10 tefachim from the ground. Maybe in the middle, meaning in the ceiling, there we would not say that. Maybe there's no difference. So Amalei says, it's the same thing. We see the house as if it's totally full, and even if it's in the ceiling, we view that as if it's filled up, as if you're right there by the ceiling, and therefore we see them as connected, and you don't need a ladder. So the Gemara says, "Savim mineh." He thought regarding this halacha that sum kavuahu de enitzach. He thought, as his question was, that his response was that you don't need to have an established ladder. Hasulim aritzach, but he thought that, but a temporary ladder, just technically, how can you see them as connected? You don't need to establish one to create the pesach like you would need by a real wall, but you need somewhat of a ladder there. However, the Gemara says, "Itmar we learned om Rav Yisrael ben Yumi om Rav Nachman." You don't need to have not an established ladder, not a temporary ladder, and that's based on the principle of Nachman, that we view a house as totally filled up, and therefore any opening, any full-fledged portal of 4x4 tefachim, even if it's beyond one's reach, higher than 10 tefachim, or somewhere where it would generally be considered a different area, it's not going to be a problem, and we view them as connected. Now, related to the first mission that we said on Amen Aleph of this parak, which we spoke about the openings between two different chatzeres, now is where the next mission continues with this, and specifically will introduce to us the third type of a case. So the mission says, "Kisel shebein beis chatzeres." If there's a wall between two different courtyards, "Gevaya asara v'reichav abar," and the wall is 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide. So therefore, it's totally separating the two different chatzeres. Ma'arv and Shnayim, ve'im ma'arv and Echad, they can only make their own separate Erev, but they cannot join together with the Erev. And that's because the wall is totally separating them. So Rashi says, and this says that the wall was four tefachim wide, is only necessary for the case that we're going to say in a moment in the Seifa, where there the Mishnah says that if there were fruits on top of the wall, that each one can go up and eat the fruits there on the top, as long as they don't go ahead and bring it down to the bottom, because we consider the wall as its own domain. And therefore it's not bottle, not to that chatzer, not to that chatzer, because it has its own halachi status as a Rosh Hashayach, 10 tefachim high, which 4 tefachim wide. But regarding to be a mechitza, separation between the two different chatzeres, then it's even a mashri, even a minute amount of thickness would be considered closing off the two different chatzeres, and that they would not be able to join in one air. So with that being said, the Mishnah continues, Hayibiroshi Paris, on top of this wall there was produce, there was fruits, Elo Oil Mikamo Echlin, these from people from this chatzer could go up and eat. The Elo Oil Mikamo Echlin, these people from this side could go up and eat on top of the wall. Ubavachali, read Lamant, as long as they don't bring it down to the bottom, as we explained, because that they're not joined together. That they're not joined together, but they are considered two separate chatzers. However, the Mishnah says regarding this wall that separates the two of them, Nifritza HaKoisel, if the wall gets breached, there's a hole that's created in the wall. So then it depends. Ad Eser Amas, up until 10 Amas, then Ma'arvin Shnayim, then they could choose. They can go ahead and make their own separate Erev. Vimrotza Ma'arvin Echad, but if they want, they can go ahead and now they could join together in their joint Erev, Neshu Kepesach, because up until 10 Amas, we view that, it, because it's obviously larger than 4 Tfachim, up until 10 Amas, we view that as a portal. We view them as if they're separate, but with an opening between the two of them, so they can make their own, but if they want, they could join together. However, this is where the third case is introduced. Yaisi Mekan, if the breach is larger than 10 Amas, that's what's called a pirtza, a breach, not an opening. And therefore, we view them as if they're all entirely one chatzer. They're not really separated by anything. There's no halachic wall over here. And therefore, if everyone's going to go ahead and create their own Erev, it's like one chatzer with many people that they go ahead and they make their own Erev and they make their own, where they make it forbidden one the other, because we're still one chatzer and there's like two pluralistic individuals which are going to be a problem. And therefore the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin Echad ve'ei Ma'arvin Shnayim. This case is the one, unlike the two other types of cases we had set up until now, where either that you could do either separate or one, Ma'arvin Shnayim or Echad, or that you could only do separate. Here this case is they could only do it together, not one. They could only be Ma'arvin Echad ve'ei Ma'arvin Shnayim, because they're not separate. They're really like one big chatzah, because the wall was breached more than 10 amas, and therefore they could only join together and not separately.